Hello, my friends. Welcome back to Amazing Avenue Audio, the show. I guess this is the show. Usually the show is when me and Chris do a show together. And this was supposed to be a show with Chris. I am Brian, as always, but Chris is not here. We are, we were supposed to be doing this from a hotel room in Port St. Lucie, Florida, where we would be covering the Mets for 4 days down here for spring training. But Chris is not feeling well, and so he did not make his flight today. And so I'm down here by myself. And I just got back from Duffy's, where I grabbed a quick dinner. And I am sitting in my hotel room in honor of former podcast host Jeffrey Paternostro. I put on some pro wrestling in the background just to kind of set the mood here. And yeah, so today was my first day down at Port St. Lucie. The Mets lost a tight game 4-2 to the Astros. I guess I'm going to talk a little bit about that experience and about what happened today with the Mets, and we'll sort of go from there. Hopefully, Chris is going to be joining me down here tomorrow or Friday, and so we'll do a couple more of these with Chris in tow. At least that's the plan. We'll see how all that goes. But anyway, today I showed up at the complex a little bit after noon. I had flown in this morning and then had, who cares what I did beforehand. Got to the complex around noon, went right to the press room, and was sort of getting my wits about me with the way that the place is set up. And watched the first half of the game from the press box, which is a lovely place to watch a game from. I've never sat in a press box before. This is the first time for me. And so it was a really great great vantage point to watch the game from. Syndergaard started, looked great. Got to see some nice hitting from Jeff McNeil. Got to see a home run from Ryan Cordell, who I am proclaiming now will be the king of spring training. And, overall the game experience was fun. Afterwards, I got to be part of a Luis Rojas press conference, which I'm going to talk about in just a minute. And got to hang out in the clubhouse for a minute, took some photos, and overall it was a fun experience. The sort of two big things that happened today were J.D. Davis's shoulder injury that he sustained the other day, when he had dove for a ball and landed awkwardly. They say that there is no new damage done to his shoulder in that time, that he had some prior shoulder damage to his labrum that, you know, the team was aware of, and nothing new is there. Except that when Davis spoke to the press about it, he did not mention knowing about it beforehand. He claimed he did not know about the shoulder damage beforehand. So it's a little bit weird to have those conflicting stories, but, you know, it's the Mets. These things happen. And the sort of bigger news today was that Brandon Nimmo was a late scratch from today's game because, this has never been really spoken about in a clear manner, even when Luis Rojas was questioned about it after the game, which you're going to hear audio from in just a minute. They kind of were being a little bit cagey about this, but it seems that Nimmo had his physical a few weeks ago, and that he had done, that nothing was super troubling at the physical because he had continued to play in games and do workouts and all that. But before the game today, there was a concern that the team's cardiologist wanted Nimmo to get more tests. And it was nothing. Rojas clarified that nothing happened today that, Nimmo wasn't running and then felt chest pain or anything like that. This is all from his prior physical or follow-ups with a cardiologist. It was not abundantly clear whether this was all from that first physical or if there was a follow-up at some point with a cardiologist and this was the aftermath of that. Regardless, the team does not seem very worried about it, which does not mean that it's not serious, because we have certainly seen the team not be worried about things in the past that needed to be worried about. So we'll see. Hopefully tomorrow we get a little bit more news about this, but as of right now, all we know is that Nimmo's heart or heart rate or something about it was not perfectly normal when a cardiologist looked at it. So anyway, here, without further ado, is the interview with Luis Rojas from after the game. And you can't hear the first question, but basically somebody asks for him to shed some light on the Nimmo situation. So here you go.
Yeah, that was real close to game time, but it's just all precautionary. Team cardiologist, I mean, he suggested to do additional tests with him. And, you know, we were able to get the appointments for today. So, you know, he's on his way. He's actually doing some of those additional tests right now. So it's all precautionary. We're not really concerned about it, but it's something that we want to get done this early in the spring for sure.
Anything specific that was a bit of a red flag for them?
I don't know. I mean, it's so close to game time. This is as much as I know. I know, you know, it's something not to be overly concerned, but, you know, we need to get this done this time, you know, at the sprint. The earlier the better, and then, you know, we'll find out about it, you know, as time goes.
When did the team cardiologist make that recommendation?
I just heard about it today. I mean, as you guys saw, it was in the lineup, and, you know, it's right before, you know, in our break, when it rained a little bit, it disrupted our BP. You know, coming into the clubhouse, you know, we found out that he needed to do further tests. So, you know, we were able to get the appointment for this afternoon and, you know, get it done right away. He's on it.
So did the recommendation come today, or was it last week when they took their physicals?
Oh, no, it came today. It came today.
And it's more of just like a routine test and procedure for this time of year, based on your understanding.
I don't know. But like I said, part where they say it's not to be overly concerned, I think he just tells us right there that it's something, you know, that it needs, it's routine, and, you know, to get the test, and it's the time of the spring where you gotta do it. You're able to, you know, scratch from the lineup, go ahead and do it and get it done. So we're able to get Nimmo to go this afternoon. He's doing it right now.
So just to clarify, you don't know that there was you don't know the reason they wanted extra testing?
No reason. I really don't know about it, like, as far as to getting into a specifics, no.
So when did Nimmo see the team cardiologist to begin with that triggered this extra testing?
Well, we've had several specialists that have seen it. You know, when we do the team physicals at the beginning, there's no problem. We get the results. And then, you know, once it gets seen by different doctors, they make different recommendations, and this is probably one additional test from it. And, you know, the earlier to get it done, the earlier to get a check, I mean, it's the better. So we did the appointment for this afternoon. Our trainers were able to get the appointment, and I believe he went and he's there right now. He should be there right now. So let's see about tomorrow if we can get something. I mean, the team will address, and they will give you probably the results of it.
So as a matter of routine, that when players take their spring training physicals, that information is then sent to specialists the team has just to be looked over? Is that right?
We have several doctors and also in-house. And everybody takes a close look of all the results that come back.
Right.
So, you know, anything that it can be seen from all different specialists that we have, for sure there's the opinions, you know. So, I mean, there's always something precautionary that we're going to have. You know, in this case, you know, it's Brandon. We want to take care of it really early this spring. And, you know, he's on it right now. So, that's, you know, let's get rid of it right this point early.
So, it stemmed from the physical.
Excuse me?
It stemmed from the physical.
Well, I guess, you know, it's
as opposed to he experienced something yesterday or today.
No, it's nothing like that. I mean, Nimmo's been, he's participated in two games,
right?
So it's got to come from there. It's got to be from conversations from specialists. I mean, and I don't want to speculate, but, you know, that's where, you know, everything is communicating. Guys are communicating, doctors, teams, specialists that get the conversations, and they're able to talk to the team and connect with us, you know, in order to get stuff like this done, you know, at this point of the spring training.
What did you think of Diaz today, Luis?
Excuse me?
Diaz.
I like the stuff again. I mean, it's electric. Fastball coming good out of his hand. I thought he missed putts. I thought he wanted to elevate and miss down. I thought the slider was really good. Maybe one backed up, but every single one, other, I think he did finish. Got swing and misses, got some chases, you know, which is, you know, those chases, those swing and misses come from the electric fastball. So missing spots, you know, and, you know, that they were able to hit some, you know, two good fastball hitters like Brantley and Alemnes, you know, got the mislocation advantage there. So, but good outing for him. You know, the ball was coming great out of his hand.
You said he had some anxiety because first time spring training. I mean, is that to be expected? And
you know what? When it came to the dugout, we were talking nothing, like calm under control. He was excited of, you know, how the stuff was and how the ball fell out of his hand. He just missed some spots, and that's the only, I guess, thing that he was talking about that he will, you know, want to work on, probably do better in this outing. But he's happy with how the stuff was. So are we. You know, it looked really good.
As you go through February and March, how important for him in particular, more than maybe most players, are spring results, just from a confidence standpoint more than anything?
Yeah, we're not there yet. Well, right now it's going through the process, and those guys are coming from such a, you know, great offseason as far as like working really hard. A lot of guys brought a great shape into the start of the spring, and he's one of them. And, you know, so we're not focusing on result yet, and I don't know when we're going to get to that point, but we're really happy with his first outing.
Do you like Noah today, the slider in particular?
Yes, really good slider. And, you know, mixing his curveball too. Good. He did a good job. He also holding the ball, changing the time, disrupting the running game from the Astros today. Thought he did a good job. Good outing for him. What was it, 18 pitches, I think, in two innings?
Yeah.
So, you know, good. Yeah, good outing for Noah. You know, more so. The stuff, like you said, the process, you know, which is what we're paying attention to at this point in the spring. And, you know, slider, it's a plus today. We talked to him about in the live BP, so I'm glad that he's taking it from the live BP into the games, you know, for his first outing.
What was the message in live BPs about the slider?
Well, he got feedback from his teammates. I mean, the hitters that he faced. I think he faced Conforto and Cano, and they were complimenting his slider, you know, and the contrast that he was creating with his fastball, as he kept the fastball down and get him some swing and misses on the front door slider. And I think that's something that he took it into the game today, you know, because he heard it from his teammates. So that's always good to do as a team. And we talk about communication here. That's part of the communication we do out there, that we tell each other about our strength or about what we're working on that we want to improve. So I'm glad the guys gave him feedback and he was able to bring it to the game.
And his mechanics look smooth?
Yes. I mean, he looked good. I mean, you know, he's always, always working hard, you know, to stay in shape. And, you know, so repeating delivery and, you know, good two innings for him.
When you saw JD try on the floor yesterday, or on the ground yesterday, did you think it was worse than it turned out to be?
Yes. First impression, yeah. And then getting there, he's still there when I got to the dirt. And then as he got up progressively, you know, better and better. It's probably something that's never felt before as far as like hitting the ground like that. But, you know, he's right now it's just a little, let's call it inflammation. And, you know, we're going to take a week of rehabbing and then, you know, progressively going through, you know, baseball activity. And we'll reassess more about it. But, you know, nothing that overly concerning that came out of it.
Luis, back to Noah for a second. I know you made a conscious effort to pair him with Ramos in spring just so they could get on the same page. How do you feel that battery is progressing right now?
I think Ramos is doing a great job with all our pitchers, you know, as far as like the work that he did in the offseason. As you can see, he's got the knee down. He wants to get under those low pitches, and he's pretty good with the high pitches. He worked really hard physically, you know, just to pair with all the pitchers in our staff, and you know, and it did really well with Noah. I think you know, the relationship from one year to another, you know, already has the 1 year of experience where a lot of the guys on the team knows their repertoire, also know on what they're working on, and I think it's in a good place right now. You know, we want him to pair with everyone during the spring. I mean, that's going to be hard to do, of course, but we are going to do our best to get him, you know, to catch everyone in the spring and everyone in the bullpen as well. I mean, him and I had this conversation, but he's doing a great job to pair with everyone, know what they're working on, and like I said, the knee down and getting under, and then Brian Schneider working with him. I think you know, spring training is going to be a fun spring training for him. Just develop all the personal relationship with the pitchers and also with his catching as well.
Did Lugo throw his bullpen today?
I think Betances was the one that was going to throw a live BP in the backfields, and the shower didn't let him. But yeah, I don't know yet if he could done it, you know, with the weather. You know, I went in there and we were all kind of like scattered after the rain,
right,
trying to see if we were going to be able to play the game and get Noah and Diaz and the rest of the guys.
I guess he was supposed to run yesterday. Do you know if that happened?
Yesterday, he took the padding off, so okay. He's feeling pretty good. a lot more better about, you know, about the whole pinky situation. So he's in a good place. I think his family's in town, so you know we're gonna see him soon performing. You know, by God. So
but where did Nimmo go for those tests? Somewhere down here.
I'll get you the details on those particulars.
Okay.
And so, yeah, you got to hear that interview with Rojas. Again, nothing sort of groundbreaking there, but it seems like everyone is treating the situation with Nimmo as not a big deal until we are forced to believe it's a big deal. So hopefully tomorrow we get some good news, and that's not an issue. Some other quick game notes. Edwin Diaz did not look great today. Rojas was quick to point out, as you heard, that he was spotting his slider well, which is a good thing. But if he can't spot his fastball, that will be an issue going forward, obviously. And McNeil looked good at third today. And the people in Florida love Tim Tebow. And they hate the Astros. A lot of cheers for Tebow, a lot of boos for the Astros. But overall, a fun experience at the ballpark. Yeah, so anyway, for my music pick for today, I'm going to talk about a kind of a funny one. So I had texted a friend of mine when I got down here explaining that Chris was not going to be here and how I needed to find something to listen to while I was getting ready to go out to Duffy's, and I described Duffy's to him. And we both texted each other at the exact same time saying that the only appropriate music is Huey Lewis in the News. So I'm going to recommend Huey Lewis and the News' third album, Sports, because why not? It's fun, and you can't go wrong with some Huey Lewis. So anyway, thank you for listening to this short podcast. We'll hopefully have another one tomorrow, and another one on Friday, and possibly one on Saturday, too, from my time down here in spring training. You can always go to AmazingAvenue.com for more Mets information. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Amazing Avenue. I was trying to do some fun tweets today during the game. You can find this show on Apple Podcasts, on Stitcher, on wherever you find your podcasts. And please rate, review, and subscribe if that's an option. It really helps us out. And you can follow me on Twitter at Brian Needs a Nap. You can send Chris some well wishes at Chris McShane. And until tomorrow, let's go Mets.